94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Not to hearing from someone after what you consider to be a really good date sucks. We get it. And we're here to help. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex is here. Let's say hi to Sam.
Hey,
what's up, Sam?
What's up, Sam?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. We're going to try to get some answers for you, but first we need to know the backstory. Tell us what happened.
Backstory? Yeah. So, I mean, I went out on a date. I took my girl to my favorite restaurant. And
your girl?
Kinda, I guess it's
your date?
Pretty simple. She just left right in the middle of the date, which I've never had before. Like, this never happened to me. I don't know. I didn't do anything weird. I was even making her laugh and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so hold on. Let me make sure I get this. So you took her to a restaurant. She left in the middle of the date.
Wow.
Yeah, literally left.
I can understand if there was an emergency.
Yeah.
Something were to happen or
something terrible.
Physically. No, yeah. No. I'm talking about if they need to leave for some reason.
Because.
However, you discuss that, A.
Yes.
And B, you know, there's no reason not to return texts or calls.
If it's going really bad, though, like, and you're with a group of friends, it's so much easier to sneak out. You know, if it's like kind of a date, but like his friends are there, her friends are there, you could easily get out of there.
But was it just the two of you, though?
Yeah.
Sam?
Yes.
Well, let's just give Becca a call instead of speculating. Let's figure out what went wrong. Okay, hang on.
Boy. Yeah.
Did you just say oi?
I said boy.
Oh.
Oi!
I'm sorry.
I almost said it.
Oh, Booker. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Becca?
Yeah.
Good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling with Mix 94.7.
Hey, girl.
We're doing a segment. Hey, girl. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I just want to let you know, for full disclosure, you're on the radio and that Sam is on the line. That's the reason that we've reached out to you. Hope you have a second. Will you just talk to us for a moment? Because we're trying to help him out here. He says that you guys went out on a date and you disappeared in the middle of the date and have been unresponsive. So we just kind of... Maybe something went bad. If that's the case, that's okay. He just wants to know.
Well, not initially, no. I mean, honestly, he seemed like a nice guy, and I thought we were hitting it off. But when he went to the bathroom, a couple of the waitresses and people that worked at the restaurant like ran up to me and just gave me a fair warning that he is a player. He's a regular at the restaurant. He brings like new girls in every single week, and they just were like, we just want to let you know you seem like a nice girl and we don't want you to get played. So apparently he's a player. And to be honest, I was really turned off by that. They gave me a margarita to go and I just
left. My God.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's so funny.
Whoa. Well, no, it's awesome to give you a margarita to go. It's awful you're in that situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I dodged a bullet, thank God, I think.
Seriously.
And were you getting those vibes from him on the date you were on?
You know, it's really hard to tell because he was a sweet talker. So I feel like those are always the ones you have to watch out for.
Bro, it's interesting. Man. You chose to leave versus just order a bunch of food or also just play along.
That's messed up, though.
That would have been a good idea.
Wow, Sam.
Dang.
So is that your thing? You just bring girls to this place?
No, I don't even understand. I can't believe the girls would have said that kind of stuff about me. Like, that's kind of
ridiculous. Is it not true?
I might have brought a few girls there before, but like, that's not who I am. I mean, I really like you, so
yeah.
I don't know, like, you could have told me something. Like, you didn't even care to like come up to me and ask me if you believe them, or like, what if they were just joking or like just ratting me out?
Why would they joke about something like that? I mean, obviously they didn't have to warn me. I think it's like a nice thing that they warned me.
Well, dang, man. Pro tip. Pick a new spot,
man. Seriously, bro.
That's not the thing. The thing is, I tip well. I know everyone there is nice. It's not I'm not bringing zillions of girls there, but I can't believe they like sold me out like that, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Now you can't go back.
He must not tip well enough.
Wow.
Dang, bro.